This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Mosquitoes in Boulder County have tested positive for West Nile virus for the first time this season. The virus is transmitted to humans from the bite of an infected mosquito. More than 600 people in Colorado were hospitalized with the virus last year, and 50 people died. Boulder health officials say people should wear insect repellent and stay inside at dawn and dusk. When Colorado's legal psychedelic industry launches next year, customers may find a menu of different ways to take psilocybin. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Chowing down on psilocybin mushrooms won't be the only way to start a psychedelic trip at Colorado's new healing centers. Proposed state rules would also allow the centers to offer chocolates and confections containing the drug. The centers will only offer supervised use of the drug, not retail sales. But the nonprofit One Chance to Grow Up worries that allowing psychedelic sweets sends the wrong message. Spokesman Alton Dillard.
We're just trying to make sure the state is being a little more forward-looking when it comes to this new substance.
Advocates say chocolate could be more palatable than dried mushrooms or pills for some patients, and it may help with nausea. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A controversial plan to annex 3,200 acres southeast of Colorado Springs is moving forward. Council narrowly approved the so-called Amara annexation and development Tuesday on a 5-4 vote. If approved in the future, the development could add 9,500 residential units and 2 million square feet of commercial space. Staff members with the city utilities say the project could affect the cost of people's rates, other infrastructure projects, and the utility's credit rating. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. More news is at cpr.org.